Let's start with our transceivers. Batteries. Fingers crossed you took the batteries out from last season. If not, be sure to check the battery contacts and if the batteries have leaked any acid over the summer months. We highly recommend taking your batteries out every summer. Place some brand new alkaline batteries into your transceiver and turn it on to test it out. Every season, it's a great idea to take your transceiver into your local ski shop and get it scanned. They can update it with new software and let you know if there are any error codes coming up. Harness. Remember that we always want to wear a transceiver in the harness it comes with. Some outerwear companies make transceiver pockets, but it's always recommended to wear it in the harness. We want to wear our harness against our long johns so that we have a couple of layers keeping our transceiver safe. Never ever take your transceiver off when you're in the backcountry. Remember, our harness keeps our transceiver closer to our airway. We want people to pinpoint us there when they're doing a search versus our knee or hip. Make sure your transceiver still has an elastic cord attached to it. We want to ensure this is always attached to our harness. The idea of this is if we are caught in a secondary avalanche while we're searching, our transceiver would still be attached to us. It also decreases the likelihood of you losing your transceiver, a very important tiny stretchy cord. Three antenna. A three antenna transceiver is a standard these days. Do you have an old one that was a hand-me-down? Maybe it's time for an upgrade. The old transceivers do still work, but they suffer from signal overlap and interference, which can both be deadly in a rescue situation. Signal overlap happens when we have a multiple burial. The signal from two transceivers can get onto the same pulse, and the older transceivers have a tough time differentiating the two. This can result in the transceiver showing you one signal when there is in fact two. Special functions. It can be hard to remember what our transceivers are capable of, especially after an entire summer. Refresh yourself by looking up the manual for your transceiver. Does it have a group check function, marking button, and how do they work?